Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for staying with me. Matthew Owenby is our guest, our good friend. Member of our Brain Trust, Aflac's Vice President of Human Resources. Aflac.com, right, Matthew?
That's right.
How will they find this report, your workforce report for 2015?
Yeah, the fastest way to find it, Jim, is workforces.aflac.com. That's workforces.aflac.com. And you can get access to everything we're talking about here today and take your time with it.
All right, so check that out, folks. Matthew, in the as we wrap up our visit, As you poll small business owners about themselves and the different things that are going on in their lives, what did they tell you? Did they seem to be optimistic, pessimistic? What do you think their attitude was?
We think their attitude is improving year over year. I mean, in just the one element that they see themselves hiring more people in 2015 and 2016 than they did in 2014, it is a great sign. I mean, that things are improving out there. But they all should be aware, Jim, that about half of small business employees who are looking for a job next year say that benefits and the packages that a new employer would offer them is extraordinarily important. Mm-hmm. And they actually went on to say that having better benefits would keep them from leaving.
Mm-hmm. Do you see how, when you think about that, and you throw in Obamacare into the middle of all that, it really complicates things, doesn't it? With employer trying to do the right thing, and employees wanting more, and then Obamacare coming in, and things are phased in over this year or next year. I mean, this is a tough. Wouldn't you agree that this is a tough time for employers?
It is a tough time for employers, which is why we think it positions Aflac very well. I mean, Jim, you know, we've been doing business in Japan for 40 years, where 90% of households are covered by a universal healthcare system, environment, and about 90% of those households have some form of supplemental insurance coverage to help them cover the out-of-pocket costs. And so while ACA is a backdrop, you know, it's clearly an opportunity as well. You talked about it earlier. It's an opportunity to communicate more, to talk about the importance of wellness, to talk about the importance of having supplemental policies to cover things that.
But let me ask you this question: If a lot of people think that you know, if they haven't paid much attention to it, but they just know that it's coming, it's something the government has created. Are more people surprised, do you think, today that Obamacare is not covering the things that Aflac covers, for example? Are you running into that at all?
Well, I don't know. I mean, our report didn't say that, Jim, but the reality is if they're surprised by that, it's probably likely that they didn't understand the coverage they had to begin
with. No, I don't disagree, but what I'm saying is, as you know, healthcare has been pretty paternalistic from corporations over the decades, right?
It certainly has been, Jim, the trend prior to ACA was to higher deductible plans, which obviously cover less things, even before ACA was involved. So to me, the aha moment is not that ACA doesn't cover this, doesn't cover that. It's probably that people didn't recognize that their coverage wasn't as great as they thought it was to begin with.
Right. No, I think what we're talking about right now is important, Matthew, to help people understand, to sort this out, because, you know, I could see someone saying, if one of your guys dropped in on them, I could see one of them say, well, wait a minute, I thought Mr. Obama was going to take care of all that, but that's not the case, is it?
No, but, you know, Major Medical wasn't designed to cover a lot of things that people believe it may be designed to cover. I mean, that's the reality. It's back to educating people on really what Major Medical is designed to cover and what it's not. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in. We're for the things that it's not designed to cover at no cost to employers. But we think that having the supplemental plans, makes people less likely to leave and makes employers more attractive to job seekers.
So, is this the only study that you guys do in a year?
This is one of our studies.
Well, you have other studies that you do, don't you?
We do, but this is the main. This is sort of our flagship study. We're always trying to help small businesses out. We are in the business of supporting small businesses. Our business model was built on the support of small businesses, and we believe this is just one way that we can help educate them in a way that they can go to, like I said, workforces.aflac.com, have access to this full report.
So check it out, folks.
Spend some time with it.
It'll illuminate you, I promise you. Workforces with an S, .aflac.com. Hey, Matthew, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for the good work on this report. Matthew Owenby, ladies and gentlemen, with Aflac. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.